Introduction by Deborah G. Plant. On December 14, 1927, Zora Neale Hurston took the 3:40 p.m. train from Penn Station, New York, to Mobile to conduct a series of interviews with the last surviving African of the last American slaver, the Clotilda. His name was Kozola, but he was called Cudjo Lewis. He was held as a slave for 5.5 years in Plateau Magazine Point, Alabama, from 1860 until Union soldiers told him he was free. Kozola lived out the rest of his life in Africatown, Plateau. Hurston's trip south was a continuation of the field trip expedition she had initiated the previous year. Oluwale Kozula had survived capture at the hands of Dahomian warriors, the Barracoons at Whydah, and the Middle Passage. He had been enslaved, he had lived through the Civil War, and the largely unreconstructed South, and he had endured the rule of Jim Crow. He had experienced the dawn of a new millennium that included World War I and the Great Depression. Within the magnitude of world events swirled the momentous events of Kozula's own personal world. Zora Neale Hurston, as a cultural anthropologist, ethnographer, and folklorist, was eager to inquire into his experiences. "I want to know who you are," she approached Kozula, "and how you came to be a slave, and to what part of Africa do you belong, and how you fared as a slave, and how you have managed as a free man." Kozula absorbed her every question, then raised a tearful countenance. "Thank ye, Jesus. Somebody come asked about Cudjo. I won't tell his somebody who I is. So maybe they go into Africa's soil someday and call him my name, and somebody say, 'Yeah, I know Kozula.'" Over a period of 3 months, Hurston visited with Kozula. She brought Georgia peaches, Virginia hams, late summer watermelons, and B-brand insect powder. The offerings were as much a currency to facilitate their blossoming friendship as a means to encourage Kozula's reminiscences. Much of his life was a sequel.